everyone, and welcome to Trigger Happy Memories. I'm your host, filling in tonight, Eddie Schmidt. I'm filling in for Mike Murtha while he's off having some fun. It's the last Thursday of January 2024, so we're just going to get together and talk and play some music and have some fun here. I've got Ethan, my son, helping, and our guest tonight is Clint Meyer, yeah. So I'll get it right. So, but sit back, and I hope you can enjoy what we got going on, and maybe we'll trigger some happy memories. Let's do it. Again, everybody, welcome here to Trigger Happy Memories on this last Thursday in January. Can't believe it's 2024 already. It's been quite a winter, actually not that bad this...
Lack there of a winter.
lack there of a winter this winter. So we finally got a little ice so we can go ice fishing. That's always fun. I've got my son Ethan here helping. How are you doing, Ethan?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back.
Yeah, we... have fun and come in here, and I think of the old Andy Griffith where Briscoe old Darlin, he was sitting there the one time, and he says, we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to pick a little bit, but I think he said they were going to drink a little bit. We're not going to do that here tonight, but we've had, I'm sure, Ethan, you had quite a busy summer, and I did get to, we got to do that show in December, and a Christmas show down in Eau Claire. That was a lot of fun.
We pulled double duty, played with the Rattlenecks and then played with Chris Cruzy right after too.
Yeah, and I think last week on the rebroadcast was the Rattlenecks show, and I sent you a copy. We even got an email the next morning of some folks that really enjoyed that show with the Rattlenecks. But
glad we didn't disappoint.
But we want to say hello to our guest tonight, Clint Meyer. How are you doing, Clint?
Doing great. Thanks for having me up here.
Thanks for coming and doing this. This is going to be fun. So, we always like to ask everybody when we have them come on, how did you get started in music?
Mm-hmm. Well, I came from a musical family, and from way back, generations back. But growing up, my mom played piano and organ at the church. She had a piano in the house that I never could play, but others could. And my sisters had great voices, and I tried to fit in there somewhere. And so, yeah, it's just growing up, music was always part of what we did. When I got into junior high, I had a good buddy that played guitar and talked me into buying a bass. So I played bass for years and kind of grew up with the blues-based rock kind of stuff, and then as I got older, I started getting into songwriting and playing guitar and kind of gravitated more toward country music, which is what I... Growing up, it was listening to my dad's record collection, so the Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson type stuff. So kind of gravitated back toward that as I've gotten older.
Boy, so. Well, it sure sounds like you've got the voice for it.
I was just thinking his voice sounds so good in these headphones right now.
Well, I appreciate it.
Well, we got a lot of stuff we can talk about, but we should have you sing a song here.
Sure.
Which one do you want to start off with?
I'll start off with an original, I think. This is a song that... So I grew up on the farm, and this is a song about kind of several different things were spinning in my head when I wrote this song. So it's about farm sales in general. So when I was a little kid, my grandpa had a farm sale, and it was exciting because all these people were at the farm, and they're selling hot chocolate out of the shed, and I was like, wow, this is great. Everybody's coming to grandpa's place, and it was exciting. And then as I got older, my dad had farm sale, and my other grandpa had farm sale, and it meant a little something different when you see, you know, that's the end of of their livelihood as a farmer. So it's sort of my interpretation of what maybe it would feel like. Not that I really know, but this is kind of where that came from. So
it's good to mention to the folks too what key we're playing in, because there's people at home that play along with us, and they
all right.
like us to mention what key we're playing in.
Key is C, good country key for all you out there.
Okay.
All right. Hunks of iron, red, green, and rust. Decades were the pushing dust, tearing gashes in the soil, the progress of the frontier toil. House proud to tame the fields and seed them. It's come a long way in my time, but years ago it passed me by. Draft horses only in history books, and two-cylinder tractors are just for looks. My youth is on display at the museum. I'm worn out now, I'm tired too. My machines and my point of view. Ain't none of it that's worth a dang. Here lies the life of this old man. But I've worked and planned to leave it for the young one. There ain't no way to make it now, not by God and by the plow. One by one they move away, let the old home place decay. And if they stayed, there ain't much left to run. All that's left is lined up in a few long rows, and they'll file by to see how cheap it all will go. And once the bidding starts, it won't take long. Piece by piece, they'll auction off my livelihood, and I will try to keep my chin up if I could. Please give me the strength to stand by. When the auctioneer starts that open cry, I remember well just how I got each hunk of junk, what it brought. Years I broke my back with it, I've cursed and greased and mended it. Combine planter, spring tooth, rake, and harrow. All that day no one will know what it means to let it go. Not fellow farmers, friends and neighbors, the banker and his calculator. Today I say goodbye to all I know. All that's left is lined up in a few long rows, and they'll file by see how cheap it all will go. Once the bidding starts, it won't take long. Piece by piece, they'll auction off my livelihood, and I will try to keep my chin up if I could. Please give me the strength to stand by. when the auctioneer starts that open cry.
Very nice.
Thank you. You just keep playing that steel over there. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, when Ethan first sent me these songs, and I says, okay, so I went to it. I was thinking, boy, it's. I wonder who he had doing that. And then I realized that it was you on the recording. So
singing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't. Your dad's a little slow. I didn't catch that right at first, but I got it after a while. I thought, man, that's cool. So, and you said you recorded that one down in Iowa?
That was in Des Moines. So I grew up in Nebraska, and I've kind of bounced around the Midwest a little bit. But we lived in Iowa for 13 or 14 years in there. And so I was in a band called the Monday Mourners down there. So we recorded that in Des Moines and moved into Wisconsin in 2020, right in the middle of the pandemic. Jeez, tough time to play any live music, so.
Yeah.
But here we are.
And, you can find it. So if you go to YouTube and actually just put your name, Clint Meyer, and you
Clint
can.
Clint Meyer Music is the YouTube channel, so okay. It'll be on there. There's a few recordings on there, and planning some shows here for the summer, so I'll be out and about. Coming up, so check it out there. Look for updates.
We kind of grab them too, and they just might happen to be in rotation here at the station.
That's great.
Gave them to Bob that they might put them into the day flight time. So,
well, thank you for doing that.
Yeah. How did you and Ethan meet then?
Well, I was this was a one of those only in Wisconsin gigs. I have to say, Go Patrol down at the Pepin Sportsman's Club. So, live music while they bring in deer.
Weigh in,
which is pretty cool. So Chris Cruzy was the headliner for that show, and I knew some of the people that were. Zach Gillis was involved in hiring people for that, and they needed an opener, and so he had seen me play it at my brother-in-law's birthday party, and so he asked if I was available and interested, and. Took me about 4 seconds to say, actually less than that. So yeah,
I think the night or day before, Chris had shot me a text and be like, "Hey, you want to come play with me on Friday?" Like, all right, I had nothing going on. He's like, "Yeah, we got an opener. I don't know if I haven't heard him before. We'll see how he is." And so you show up and be like, "All right, yeah, you can plug into our stuff and play some." And it's like and he started singing. I'm like, "Oh, he's good."
Well, we should have you. You want to sing another song?
Sure,
us, Clint?
So. Sure. Maybe I'll do another original, might as well. So this is back in Nebraska, another song about the farm that I grew up on, and not exactly a happy tale, but some of the history of the farm place, you know, some of these old ghost stories make for a pretty good song. So here's a song called North of the River. Half section of land north of the river, waterways and rolling hills of clay. That four square house, 5 generations. The East Place has steadily decayed. Left that rented farm in the fall of '82, across the river, headed north to Grandpa's place. Some kind of curse was clinging close in the water in the grove, and it spread just like the old daughter to us all. Never going home, I wonder if it's gone. Not sure it's even there in my memory. Thank you. Reverend Margaret lost a son down by the hog yard. Some great uncle died up in my room. Me, I had to watch as my parents' dream went up in smoke, corn dust, and diesel fumes. One man who said that he'd live forever is planted on a hill 3 miles away, buried with regret, German pride, and his mother's words that he could not quite obey. Never going home, I wonder if it's gone. Not sure it's even there in my memory. Surveyor split it up and a realtor sold it all. It's fading now, it's out of my control. The last time I drove by, I barely recognized a thing, and that house would be the last thing to go. Never going home, I'm pretty sure it's gone. Not sure it's even there in my memory. Never going home, home that is gone. Not sure it's even there in my memory.
Great tune, eh?
Thank you.
It's got too many minors in her for this steel guitar.
Sorry.
That's a,
sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's great, but no. If, like I say, yeah, if people can check that out on Clint Meyer Music. I do have to ask you, there's, mm-hmm. like you said, you came from Nebraska and Iowa mm-hmm. and stuff, but there's a Meyer family from around Hudson, and there was a guy that was... few years back, he was a great singer and entertainer, but Mark Meyer was in the area from Hudson. I don't know if...
No, I don't.
His dad was
I'm not familiar with Mark. I do know that the world is covered with Meyers. So we may be related somehow, but I'm not sure. I'll have to check that out. But is he still active? Or is
I think he does more in church now.
Okay.
When he was young and just getting married, he was out playing with the Feuerheisen boys and different
okay.
groups. And
mm-hmm.
But he was quite a singer and a front man. So.
Okay.
So you Meyers got it, I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, I'll go look up Uncle Mark and see if I can find him.
Okay. Well, I should... Ethan, you want to sing a song for us?
Sure.
As long as we're...
If Carl Osland's listening, we'll do one for him, like King George here. One called Foolhardy Memory. I'm cheating with the cable on first fret here, played in an A, but it's in B flat.
B flat is the for you folks at home.
1, 2, 3. Nickels and dimes, memories and wine. She's on his mind once again. The same old stoop, the same old fool. Played by the rules but didn't win. There's no love in his heart that he can't lose. He tried forgetting, but he knows that it's no use. He's got a foolhardy in memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a foolhardy memory. He sits patiently here every night so it can fool him more.
was his girl, his only world. That string of pearls that slipped away, a thousand dimes, a thousand times. He doesn't mind what they say. He fills a jukebox and plays the same old song. He fills his glass and he turns her merry on. But it's a foolhardy memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a foolhardy memory. He sits patiently here every night so he can fool him more. He's got a foolhardy memory. It won't let him see that she walked out the door. He's got a foolhardy memory. He sits patiently here every night so it can fool him more.
That'll work every time.
Oh, yeah.
Just takes a few times through it, and then we figure out where we're going to sing harmony on it. But no, that that was great. That's a great tune.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably one of his earlier ones. That's got to be
82 or 83.
82 or 83.
Hmm. 83.
I was thinking. Yeah, I know you've got a new bass guitar on order. Any word on that from?
It seems like every month I'll hit up Tommy Benson. I'll be like, yeah, they say it in another 2 weeks. Another 2 weeks. But I guess the AAA rated maple flame I need for the neck, I guess, is in short supply. So
short supply.
I'll get it when I get it.
What is it?
It's a G&L Custom Shop SB1.
Nice.
So it's kind of Leo Fender's final or most current.
Okay.
Precision-based design.
Cool.
But, yeah.
That's cool. Clint, like when you listen to music, or I know you were talking about the records and stuff that your dad mm-hmm. had, what do you like to listen to most of the time nowadays?
You know, there's some current people that I like a lot, Sturgill Simpson, and I have to say I spend a lot of time spinning those old records still. I must admit, you know, there's a lot to still be mined from the Waylon and the Merle Haggard and Willie and all that stuff, but there's a lot of good music coming out, so you know, it's a good time to be. A lot music is so accessible now that you can hear a lot of good Jason Isbell, and there's so many good new people. And I feel like I need, if I had a part-time job where I could just discover new music and listen to it. I wish somebody could let me know how I could work that out. That'd be good. But there's so much out there.
Mm-hmm. I was admiring your guitar when you first mm-hmm. came and we started mm-hmm. running through some of the stuff out. I think it's a nice Martin, and you said it's about a...
I think 2000 or 2001. I don't know, but I played in Alvarez for years, so it was kind of a big deal to move up to the Hank Williams brand. So I like the Martin for sure.
Is that pickup, did that come with it, or is that something that
you
put
that's
in
a
there?
That's an add-on LR Bags.
Oh, pickup. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we should get you to sing another song for
sure.
us, Clint.
Well, how about a little Waylon?
Sure.
Saw your picture in the paper, and I see you've married good. And I know that he can give you everything I never could. And I know that he can give you what you need most of all. Well, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. And you know that I'll be waiting if you ever come to call. When night falls on that mansion and you're lying in his bed, when he begs you for attention, do you think of me instead? When he reaches out to hold you, is your face turned to the wall? Well, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. And you know that I'll be waiting if you ever come to call. Yes, the door is always open, and the light's on in the hall. And you know that I'll be waiting if you ever come to call.
We ended up in the same room. Boy, this is fun to get together and sing stuff like this and play.
Yeah, it's great to play with you guys.
So you said you got some stuff coming up this summer, and I know, I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything about you two kind of getting together and doing some stuff with...
We've got a project going. We're shuffling some stuff around right now, trying to figure out who all's going to end up in it, but... We're going to get something going for sure, whether it's just he and I or a three-piece thing or whatever ends up going.
Yeah, I do have to say, so when I I opened that spot for Cruzy, and as a former bass player, I was like, hey, Cruzy's great. Who's that dude on bass? He must have flown him in from L.A. or something. And then he told a story or something, a joke or something, and the Phoenix made it in there. So after the show, I was like, you live in Baldwin? So I was like, oh, this is great. Maybe I can twist his arm and play some music, because I didn't know. I didn't know if he was... So he's just down the road, in other words. So that's cool.
And are you living down by Spring Valley now?
Yeah, north of Spring Valley. Yep.
Well, when I was a kid, I think I was 15 or 16 playing with my older brother, and we used to go down to Spring Valley, and I don't know, think it's still called that, but we used to play at the Crystal Bar in Spring Valley on Sunday nights.
Well, there is not one called the Crystal Ball, but
bar.
So I don't, or bar, or the Crystal Ball, either one. No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. We're so new to town that I'm not sure which one that was. But
yeah.
Go Cardinals! by the way, any Cardinals out there listening tonight?
But yeah. Well, if you fellers want to try one, I worked up a new Beatles tune, and After playing guitar since the time I was 14 for about 51 years, I learned this new chord that I'm going to call it the Beatles chord. it's a song I think they did around 1964, and it's one called I Don't Want to Spoil the Party. So I don't know if we've done many Beatles songs here on the Trigger Happy Memories show, but we're going to try one, I guess. So, in the key of E, actually, yeah. The Beatles did it in G, but I can't sing that high. I can't hardly sing it in E, but anyway. I don't know how them Beatles sang that high all the time and just did it, but... So here we go. I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If she turns up while I'm gone, please let me know. I've had a drink or two, but I don't care. There's no fun in what I do when she's not there. I wonder what went wrong. I waited far too long. She thought I'd take a walk and look for her. Though tonight she's made me sad, I still love her. If I find her, I'll be glad. I still love her. I don't want to spoil the party, so I'll go. I would hate my disappointment to show. There's nothing for me here, so I will disappear. If it turns up when I'm gone, please let me know. Though tonight she's made me sad, I still love her. If I find her, I'll be glad. I still love her. Though I've had a drink or two and I don't care. There's no fun in what I do when she's not there. I wonder what went wrong. I waited far too long. I think I'll take a walk and look for her. I think I'll take a walk and look for her. Well,
ended up in the same studio.
That's my Beatles debut, I guess. But that I heard them guys playing this really weird chord, and I watched about four or five YouTube videos, and finally there was one group that was really doing it good. And then, but I finally found the guitar player that he was kind of holding it like some odd D. So that's my new Beatles chord. But this is fun. So this is WPCA 93.1 here. We're having fun doing a brand new live show in January of 2024. I can't believe it's 2024 already. So
all year long.
And the way this winter's going. So I know in Trigger Happy, we've got stuff planned this summer about the same amount of usual stuff we're going to do. The couple of shows down in New Richmond, we play at the Legion once in July, and I know we're going to be playing in the park there in Heritage Square, and I think there's even a Thursday night that Trigger Happy's going to try to do down in Woodville, I know, this summer, so once we get that Thursday night figured out, but keep your eyes open, so when you see Trigger Happy this summer, we're still out there. I think it's been over 40 years that Mike and I have been part of Trigger Happy Out playing, so that's a pretty neat deal. So,
but, yeah.
Well, let's see. We got more songs to do here. You want to throw another one of Matt?
Sure.
Adam Clint there? So.
Yeah, so let's do it's an old Merle Haggard tune. Merle is one of my favorite songwriters, untouchable songwriting. Kind of inspired by a Dale Watson version. So you asked, what are some of the people I listen to? Dale Watson has been one that...
Dale's great, yeah.
He's incredible.
We do some of his stuff, yeah. Like I Lie When I Drink, and and there's another one I haven't done in a while, but Everybody's Somebody in Leukenbach, Texas. That's a neat tune.
He's got some good ones.
Honky Tonkers Don't Cry.
Yep, he does that one.
So he did this on one of his live albums, and one of his mandatory Merle songs that he always does. So this is, I'll send this out to my mom. A canvas covered cabin in a crowded labor camp stands out in this memory that I revive. My daddy raised a family there with two hard-working hands and tried to feed my mama's hungry eyes. Dreamed of something better, and my mama's faith was strong, and us kids were just too young to realize that another class of people put us somewhere just below. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try. She only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. How about a little steel guitar? I remember Daddy praying for a better way of life, but I don't recall a change of any size. Just a little loss of courage as rage began to show, and more sadness in my mama's hungry eyes. Mama never had the luxury she wanted, but it wasn't 'cause my daddy didn't try.
only wanted things she really needed. One more reason for my mama's hungry eyes. Oh, I still recall my mama's hungry eyes.
Do it again.
play it again.
Boy, that's a great tune. Yeah, I can.
Oh, Merle is hard to beat. And man, that steel. Did I mention that sounds beautiful over there?
Oh, we just do what we can. So, yeah, that's. That version, like you say, I've heard Dale Watson do it so many times too. I've got that old CD of him, and I've played it a bunch of times. And have you ever seen Dale live? I've seen him.
I've seen him. I think 8 times.
Gee.
And maybe I shouldn't admit this on the radio, but my daughter was born June 29th because I had a Dale Watson show to see June 28th, 2010. So it was long story short, my daughter has a mind of her own. And so she was coming, footling breech, so it was a scheduled C-section. So we scheduled it the day after Dale Watson.
There you go. I mean, you
my wife
have
did
your
not make it, but I but I did. So, we've seen him a lot, and, yeah.
Yeah, he's always
hard to beat.
Used to go see him every once in a while at Lee's Liquor Lounge in Minneapolis, and that was quite a venue to see him at there. And one guy that I used to play with a little bit up north is friends with him that actually fixed his Tim Baxter fixed his bus once or twice or something. So he goes, "I got Dale's number on my phone. Check this out." So. But
we caught him at Lee's Liquor Lounge on our anniversary, my wife and I, 1 year. Oh. And that was the only time I've been to Lee's Liquor Lounge, and then they closed it.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple years after that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, a good friend.
I think it's still closed. I don't know.
Yeah, they just had to shut her down.
Yeah. We had a good friend that's been here a couple of times, Dan Lund, great guitar player from the Twin Cities area. He always used to play at Lee's on Monday nights, and there was a gal singer, and of course, I can't remember her name, but Dan, I was there with a group of people on Monday nights, and it just great venue and great dancers, but, you know, you just can't hardly make any money. They weren't making very much, but that was cool. So, did you have another tune for us, Ethan?
Let's keep the Merle Haggard rolling.
Okay.
So this summer I was lucky enough to open for two of Merle's sons, Ben and Noel Haggard, and the younger one, Ben, sang this one out at that show, and I'd never heard it before, but I thought it was great, so I learned it.
Okay.
It's called I Got Lonely Too Early This Morning, key of E. Got lonely too early this morning, long about 3:30 a.m. Woke up in a big empty bedroom, the TV had gone off again. Got lonely too early this morning, hey, lonely was laying like dirt. Got lonely too early this morning, before I was ready to hurt. They go. Stay clear of all our old friends,
stopping to thinking of you. Try not to bother you, darling, 'cause I know that you don't want me to. Try to look over, be calling this morning. Know it's the wrong time of day, but I just had to talk to somebody. Now I can't find nothing to say. I got lonely too early this morning, along about 3:30 a.m. Woke up in a big empty bedroom. The TV had gone off again. Lonely too early this morning. Hey, lonely, just laying like dirt. Got lonely too early this morning before I was ready to hurt.
Easy blues.
That's a neat Merle Haggard song. I hadn't heard it when you sent that to me, too. I was looking that up. I thought, boy, that's a cool Merle song.
Yeah.
So, well, we always like to try to say hi to a few folks. So I'm going to say hi, and Ethan, you guys can both say hi to some folks. So let's see if I can get these new glasses to work here through this one eye that's still working. So I want to say hi to my wife, Joanne, Chara, cousin Chara in the truck, and all the Morrow kids, Al and Ann and all their family. I got to say hi to Tad Late and his wife, and Darlene and the boys, Jim Bjorkman out there in Montana, Brian Jevning and the Cribbage boys, the Cactus Cousins, Denny Marion and a great friend, good steel player down there in Chippewa, Greg Wheeler and the Barn boys, Bill Gadatsik, and Putz. We always say hi to Putz. And let's see, we got Seawell family. I want to say hi to Mike and Debbie down in Arizona and all the folks that he normally says hi to. Tom Klinger, my buddy Doug, and brother Scotty's listening tonight. Your uncle there is. So who you got, That's Ethan?
Got I got a couple. Say hi to my friend Jordan, who's listening from over in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then both of my managers, Jill Paulson and Ashley LeBlanc, they're always listening in. But that's about all I got. What do you got, Clint?
All right. I don't know who's listening. Are you out there? So my wife, Hillary, my daughter, Willa, and my son, August, I think you guys are listening. It's almost bedtime.
So
you guys start getting ready. I think I have some in-laws listening probably, some outlaws listening probably, some some fellow teachers at Spring Valley, I think they're listening. So all of y'all, thanks for tuning in. I don't know if this link made it to Nebraska or not, but just in case, hi Mom, hi Bug, that's my sister, and hi everybody else, whoever else I might have missed. So.
Okay, great. Did you have a Flying Burrito Brothers song that you wanted to throw at them tonight?
Indeed.
And is that in D?
It is in D. I keep forgetting to mention the keys.
But this our listeners have good ears.
They figured it out. Yep.
You want me to try to throw that intro in there?
Sure.
2, 3, 1, 2.
This old town filled with sin, it'll swallow you in. If you've got some money to burn, take it home right away. You got 3 years to pay, but Satan is waiting his turn. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this old town's insane. On the 31st floor, a gold-plated door won't keep out the Lord's burning rain. Science. believe anymore. Cause we got our recruits and our green mohair suits. So please show your ID at the door. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this old town's insane. On the 31st floor, the Lord's burning rain. Some people, man, but he trusted his crown, so he spoke right out loud, and they lost the best friend they had. This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. Like this old town's insane. On the 31st floor, the gold-plated door won't keep out the Lord's burning rain. On the 31st floor, the Lord's burning rain.
Very nice. Thanks, Clint. Well, we're getting to be the almost that time of the night here. We sure have been having fun. Thank you so much for coming up and doing this with us. And
thank
I sure
you so
hope
much
we
for
get to make
me.
Some.
This is great. Hope, you guys are talented guys. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Hope we get to play some music again sometime.
Absolutely.
So. Thanks to Ethan for helping out, and thanks to everybody that's out there listening. Thanks for listening to Trigger Happy Memories, and we'll be back next month with another brand new, hopefully live show. So otherwise, listen every Thursday night at 7. Thank you to Bob Zonk and Luann. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time.